Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. God is so good. He is faithful. He said he would never leave us. He said he would never forsake us. And we say that he is here. He's here, he's there, and he's everywhere. That's the kind of God that we serve. There's an anointing in the sanctuary of your heart. This is Prophetess Teresa Docks, and I want you to be blessed with the music, and I shall be right back. I truly get excited just knowing that God is right here. So it doesn't matter what you go through. It doesn't matter about the situation. It doesn't matter what it looked like. It doesn't matter what it feel like. It doesn't even matter what it seemed like. But when we put our faith in God, our faith in His Word, in His abilities, we already have read the end of the story. So losing is not an option. When the enemy began to make one fear, for the Word says, I am not a God of fear. Listen, there is so much purpose in you. There's so much destiny in you. It's almost like that diamond in the rough, that diamond that is about to shine. And when the enemy began to make you feel that it's not going to happen, or how is God going to deliver you? When he began to make you lose your faith, and you began to stop pushing into purpose because of situations and because of circumstances. And I can imagine that the enemy began to laugh because he understands if he can cause one faith to fail, then he can cause you not to push forward. I just want to encourage you in the Lord tonight. I just want to encourage you into purpose, into destiny, into what God have for you. Oh, yes. You know, the enemy knows who you are. And it's so very important that we know who we are in Christ. I'm going to lift up a word of prayer, and then I'm going to talk to you about the Word of God. Father, we just come to you, Lord God, thanking you. Thanking you for who you are. Thanking you, Lord God, that you said you would never leave us nor forsake us. Thanking you, Father, that you're the God above all gods. You're the King of kings. There's no other God beside you. And Father, we thank you that we belong to you. We thank you that you sent your son Jesus to die for us, and he did not stay dead. Oh, death had no power over the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. So because he lived, Lord God, we're able to face tomorrow. So, Father, we just thank you for everyone that have called in, and even those that are on the internet, those, Father, that will hear this word. Father, let them hear you. Let them see God. Give them revelation to see what you're trying to do in their lives. So, Father, we give you all the glory. We ask you to hide me behind the cross and let your people hear from heaven. In the mighty, matchless, powerful, wonderful name of Jesus Christ, I say amen and glory to God. For truly, God is so faithful. And he wants every chain to be broken in your life today. There's no good thing, he said, that he will withhold from us if we walk uprightly. God has already given us these promises, and he is faithful to his word. He stands on his promises. So I want to encourage you to let you know that God's eyes is upon you. So we stay focused on purpose, on vision. See, the Bible says that if we have no vision, we'll perish. So we decree and declare that there's vision in your life, that you have already written the vision down, and you have already made it plain, so that those that read it will be able to run with the vision. Oh, yes, and I'm excited. I'm excited about what God has said in his word. And I'm looking forward to breakthroughs. I'm looking forward to manifestation. I'm looking forward to the pregnant baby that is in the womb of the church to be birthed out, and for God's people to walk in kingdom authority. You know, we want to praise God this afternoon, this evening, for deliverance. I'm going to be talking to you tonight about praising God for deliverance from any shortcomings, any fears, any spoken word that have been spoken over you that have caused you not to press in to the things of God. I want you to get your Bibles out, and I want you to turn to Psalms 34. You know, all of the Word of God is just so good and so blessed and so fulfilling. You know, we have to be doers of the Word. When the Word of God goes forth, get your appetite prepared to eat the Word, to literally consume the Word, so the Word can be just engrafted in your spirit, in every fiber. Let it not be a situation where you're just hearing, but ask God to just put it down in your spirit. So every single attack that is launched against you, that word will come up, and it will come up and out, and it will cause the enemy to flee. It will cause doubt to leave. It will cause fear to go. Because guess what, my brother? Guess what, my sister? You are victorious. You have already won the battle. And to embrace that is crucial. Oh, yes, I get so excited when I see God's people delivered and set free, where old things have passed away. And all things, glory to God, has become new. So I'm going to ask you to turn your Bibles to Psalms 34. Praise God. And we're going to read Psalms 34. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to read verses 1 through 7. Listen to this. Those that bless God, when you trust Him, you begin to bless Him because you understand that His word is true. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Not just some of my fears, but all of my fears. They looked unto Him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all, listen to that, all of his troubles. Not some of his troubles, but all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped around them that feared him and delivered them. And I'm just going to read verse 8. One of my favorite scriptures. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. So we have to put our trust in God. We have to put our trust in the Word of God, not in man. Not in situations, not in circumstances, but we put our trust in God. Unbelief put us in a circumstance with God. When we don't believe, the Bible says that our faith can please God. So unbelief is what? It's not faith. It's not faith. So So we have to have faith that God's going to do it. I don't know what your situation is. I don't know what your circumstances are. But one thing that I do know, that if you magnify the Lord in the situation, if you exalt his name, he will deliver you. We live in a world where many people allow themselves to be limited by our fears. And even fear of being hurt, fear of being disappointed, fear of being criticized. You know, since September the 11th, and we all know what happened, they refer to it as 9-1-1. You know, many people restrict their movements and became afraid of sudden disasters. And I'm telling you, when things happen, we seem to draw closer to God because of the circumstances. But God wants us to live close to him in the circumstance. See, many times when we see things happening, whether it's to us or to others, we might begin to pray. We may begin to call on the Father. We may begin to seek his face or his hand. But God's will for his people is that we live there in prayer, that we're hidden in prayer in the secret place. So we can't react to situations. We shouldn't react. Don't get me wrong, we're all human. But my belief is that when a situation occurs, it's an opportunity for God to show himself strong. And every single time, he will show himself strong if we only believe. If we only believe. You know, David, the scripture that I was reading, David was teaching us how that we should give praises and to God at all times as we lift up our mouths and praise him in the midst of circumstances, in the midst of trouble. Can you imagine? Can you just imagine this? Here goes this terrible situation that happens. And all of a sudden, you start saying, but Lord, you're still good. But Lord, you're still faithful. God, I worship you. God, I praise you. You know, in the Bible, when the people of God went to war, they sent the praisers out. And they put them on the front line because praises, it caused the enemy to be confused. When he feel that you should be discouraged and you're encouraged in the midst of the storm, you're encouraged in the situation, that you can still see that God is going to work this out. You don't know how he's going to do it, but one thing that you know for sure, that he's sovereign, he's omnipresent, he's omnipotent. That's the kind of God that we serve. And I want you to get this in your spirit. There is no lack in God. He is the Lord of lords. Listen to that word. He is the King of kings. He's above all. And then what make him even greater, he's all-knowing. And then he's omnipresent. He's everywhere. Listen, the Word of God says he neither sleep nor slumber. So when we are asleep, God does not sleep. He does not slumber. And if you believe that we have a God that does not sleep or slumber, you can call on him whenever you desire. You can just tap in to our King of Kings. You know, he inhabits our praises. And when I was reading, I will bless the Lord at all times, even in the circumstances. I will bless him. And that's what we want to do. It may not feel good, and it may not even seem good, but the word says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall consistently be in my mouth. See, when we speak a thing, the word of God says that we can decree a thing and it shall be established. So when we open our mouth, we can just say that the universe is like soil in the ground. It's like planting a seed. And when we speak a thing, it shall be established. So what are you saying? What are you saying? Because you're creating your world by what you say. That's the kind of power that you have, that you can speak a thing and it shall be established. You can begin to be in expectation to whatever word you're sowing, whether it be good or bad. The Bible says that you're going to eat the fruit thereof. So you're going to eat what you say. So I choose to praise God in the midst. Listen to verse 2. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. See, when your soul line up with what comes out of your mouth. See, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what's in our heart is going to come out of our mouth. So we can say right now, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Create in me a clean heart. That's my daily prayer, that I might not sin against thee. You know, when you go through this life and you go through situations, sometimes you think that you're okay. You think that your heart is lining up with God. But when you go through situations and circumstances and you get beat up on, you get talked about, you get lied on, you know, you might say, well, I forgive them. You might even ask the Lord to forgive them. You might pray for them. But I encourage you to ask God to create in you a clean heart. Do it daily. Because sometimes you may not even realize that the heart have become tainted, have become wounded. So you ask God to create in you a clean heart. So that when you pray, that he will hear and answer your prayers. But when your soul make her boast in the Lord, your heart lines up. And there's a oneness in your spirit. You're not divided. You know, you praise God over here, but over there you're torn. Over there you're wounded. Over there you're unfulfilled. God wants you to be fulfilled today. He wants us to be whole. He wants us to be made whole. So when our soul make her boast unto the Lord, we don't have any oughts against anyone. Oh, yes, it's a process. It's a daily process. And when we begin to realize, and I know that we're all intercessors, and as I said, it's a process. So we can't be in denial. We have to deal with it. And when we deal with it, doors become open. Our eyes begin to see. And a lot of the pain that appears to be real is false evidence appearing real. A lot of it is just fear. I am excited. I am excited about God's revelation. I'm excited about God's people. I am excited about pouring into all that we'll receive. But listen to the next verse. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. When your soul make her boast unto the Lord, when your heart cry out to God, and you let him know that you need him, you let him know that you're depending on him, and that without him you can do nothing. So you boast about him. You boast about his abilities. You boast about how God can make you whole. It will humble your spirit, and you'll be glad. Because guess what? You can put all of your trust in God. You know, a lot of times we're wounded from maybe church. We may be wounded from past situations in church. But I encourage you today to choose to let the church off the hook. Choose to let those free that have hurt you. And begin to magnify the Lord with me and exalt his name. Exalt his name. We can exalt the name of the Lord together. Listen to this verse. I sought the Lord. I went after him. And guess what? And he delivered me from all of my fears. So when you sought after that man or you sought after that woman, when you sought after God, see, David, the Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart. He sought after the heart of God. So we began to stop being selfish and start seeking the things of the kingdom, not our own little desires. Not the things, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all of these things will be added. Sometimes we can get so caught up in our situation and what's not happening for us. Lord, what am I doing wrong? You know, Lord, you told me that I would multiply and replenish the earth. You told me that you was going to open up shed doors. Lord, you told me. So we're seeking his hand. But I'll tell you one thing. But when we seek his heart, I want you to imagine this. You know, those that have children, and some have your heart. I mean, we love all our children. But you might have that one, or maybe two or three, that is just dear to your heart. Maybe because they're obedient. You know, that'll win your heart. And I can imagine that God is the same way. That when we are obedient to what he tells us to do, that we can be in that place that God will win the heart of God. I want the heart of God. I sought the Lord, and he heard me. And guess what he did? He delivered me from all of my fears. You know, my husband and I, we just got back from traveling. And as we were at the different airports. And I just love the heavens, the sky, and, you know, when the plane flew above the cloud. And when you begin to look around, you see all blue. And the clouds are below, beneath you. Well, that's the same way that God wants us to soar through turbulence, to know that on the other side of that cloud is a blue sky. It's God in the heavens creating the diamond, shining you up, making you and equipping you and qualifying you to become what his desire is for you to become. And delivering you from these situations. And I'll tell you one thing. A lot of times, unforgiveness, I'm not going to say a lot of times, but unforgiveness can cause us not to be in that blessed place where God wants us to be. So I encourage you, if there's anyone that you have any ought against, forgive them. Because unforgiveness will cause God, the Bible says it, not to hear or answer your prayers. Yes, the Bible says that if you don't forgive when you pray, he said, I will not forgive you. I will not hear you. So unforgiveness is a powerful weapon that the enemy uses. And so we have the power and the authority to cause unforgiveness to flee. It's just making the choice. It's a weapon that the enemy used to keep us out of that place that God wants to let us in. It's no situation that should cause us as believers, as Christians, as kingdom-minded people, that cause us to say, well, I don't want to have anything to do with her or anything to do with him. You know, I'm not going to ever forget what you said or what you did. That's small. So we choose to forgive because we understand that God is a forgiving God, and he made us in his own likeness and in his own image. So when we begin to magnify the Lord and exalt his name and seek after the Lord, he said he'll deliver us from all our fears. So now that the fear is gone, listen what happened next in verse 5. The Bible says they looked unto him and were lightened, and their face were not ashamed. See, sometimes unforgiveness can cause you to sin. And the Bible says that sin maketh one ashamed. And when we're in sin, the eyes of our understanding are not enlightened. He said he will lighten the eyes of our understanding. He'll open our eyes so that we can begin to see the bigger picture. The next verse said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. This poor woman, this poor daughter, this poor son, this poor preacher, this poor teacher, this poor evangelist, this poor prophet, this poor apostle, this poor me, cried out, and the Lord heard me. And he saved me out of all of my troubles. So it's a step. And right here it's a principle. If you go down from verse to verse and you follow the principles of what happened here, the angel of the Lord will encamp around us and deliver us. And once the angel of the Lord deliver us, guess what happens? We can taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in God. So sometimes we can be so caught up in what appears to be real, and it's not. If we look on the other side of the cloud, you'll see all blue sky. That cloud is just there, but you can soar through the cloud. Or you can stay in the cloud if you choose to. But every time that plane was flying in the cloud, I kept hearing the pilot say, "We're going higher up. Keep your seat belts fastened and stay in your seat." I say be vigilant and be watchful. And just be in expectation that you're going above the clouds. This too shall pass. It will not be always. And when we get to that place that we know that we have soared through the cloud, that God has a plan for you and I, that he has purpose for you and I, and when we continue to praise God, he will deliver us from every situation. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. I was with a couple people the other day, and they had a lot of drama going on. And I heard the Lord say, just be still and let them get it out. So as I began to hear what they were saying, it was like water with no weight. And when they finally got it out, I said to them, now let's praise him. Let's praise God for what he's going to do. Because you're not going to stay in this situation. You can choose to remain, but you can walk right out whenever you decide to because of the greater one that lives inside of you. And those words that were given by the Holy Spirit, it caused the situation to break. So I just want to encourage you to allow the Lord to deliver you from any situation, from any circumstances, and begin to praise him, seek his face. Do not be afraid, because that has not come from the Father. He will provide us with courage when we're feeling timid or afraid. He give us confidence to speak and even to articulate the wisdom of God if we stand still and let him speak. He'll help us with our obstacles. He'll bring us out of every situation because he said he'll not leave you nor forsake you. Now, if we get out of the way and wait and be still and hear his voice. Some things come by fasting and praying. You know, sometimes we have to push away from some things. You know, it might be the TV. It might be, you know, I don't know, but the Lord will tell you what to push away from because he said, thou shalt have no other God before me. So sometimes we have to push away from some things and so that we can hear God. And after we have been in his presence and seeking his face, He always gives direction. He always. He will not leave you there. He will not leave you hanging there. And for those that say, well, I can't hear him, you know, I don't know whether it's God or not. Well, I want to encourage you, try the spirit by the spirit, and then you'll know if it's God. It will always line up with the word of God. It's going to always line up with his will. It's going to always line up with his way. You know, and I was praying the other day, and the Lord said to me, you know, I was praying about this situation, and I was praying for someone else, and immediately, as I was seeking the face of the Lord for to hear his voice concerning the situation, and I just heard the Lord say, I've already worked it out. I will uphold her with my right hand. Allow me to manifest in her life. Just that quick, I received it in my spirit. I spoke the prophetic word over the woman of God. And we are in expectation of her breakthrough. So I just want to encourage you in the Lord tonight. And just to let you know, no matter what you go through, no matter what you deal with, just understand that when you put God first, and sometimes we have to change our attitude about situations. Sometimes we have to even change the position that we have taken. You know, sometimes we just need to change altogether. You know, sometimes we have to go back and say, look, I'm sorry. Let it be a godly sorrow. You know, though, it doesn't hurt to say, I'm sorry. Forgive me. You don't know what happens when you, as someone that you may have hurt or affected, you ask them to just forgive you. There's a shifting in the spirit realm. Things happen, you know, and I'm going to share this, and then we're going to get ready to end the broadcast. You know, one of my testimonies is I remember a group of people that I knew, they just didn't like one another. And, you know, I'm in the middle. So, you know, I'm getting along with both sides, and both sides had problems with one another. And it was not a comfortable place for me because, you know, you want to make peace. But if the other person don't want to make peace with each other, then what can you do but pray? So the Lord said to me to begin to push away from both of them, that he was going to work the situation out. And God allowed a situation to happen where they needed each other. And the next call, which it was a few months later, but the next call that I got, they both were on the line together in oneness, in unity. So sometimes when we try to fix a situation, sometimes God wants to do it, and he'll move us out the way just so it can get done. So I just want to say to you, that situation that has really been bothering you, that situation that just does not seem to appear to go away, get yourself out of it. Just move yourself out of the way and be in expectation for God to work it out. He will work it out. You continue to praise God. You continue to say, Lord, let thy will be done. Continue to praise him. Continue to taste and see that the Lord is good. Continue to seek his face. Watch and see, won't he deliver you out of all your fears? The Lord is good. He's faithful. He sent Jesus to die so that we can have the right to the tree of life, so that we can be kingdom-minded people. And to become kingdom-minded, it requires spiritual growth. You know, we can't be a babe in Christ to do kingdom work. Because doing kingdom work, you're building other people. So it's not about you anymore. It's about others. So we need to be in that place where we'll say, Lord, thou kingdom come, thou will be done. So I just bless God this evening for you. I bless God for his word. I bless God for his teaching. And I just bless God for all that have affected my life to the point where I can say that God did it through them. And I want to give praises to my pastor, Apostle Leonard Emmons, Living Way Christian Center. You know, an awesome, anointed man of God. Him and his wife, my sister, Prophetess Gwen Emmons. You know, just a beautiful, loving couple. And then Bishop Jennings from the Detroit area. You know, they go on and on how God just send people in your life to be a blessing to you, to grow you up. So, and I hear you, Holy Spirit. So when someone's trying to teach you, don't get on the defense. Be in that place where say, Lord, I know it's you, and I receive. And that's how chains are broken. That's how the chains are broken. So we want every chain to be broken. Every chain that's hindering us from being in the next place of God. Oh, yes, those are chains that's causing you not to go and grow. And God wants the chains to be broken. So we begin to praise him. We begin to acknowledge him in all our ways. You know, going to church is good, being faithful to your church home and the body of believers that God have set you, put you in that set place. That's good. But I'll tell you, it's a great thing to live in his presence. It's a great thing that you can say, wherever I go, God is with me. I live this life that I teach about, that I preach about, that I talk about. It's not a part-time thing. It's a full-time thing. And I'll tell you what, let the chains be broken. I'm going to play a portion of this song, and then I'll be right back.
Can you just lift your hands and just release the name of Jesus? Come on, let's just... There's power in that name. Come on, there's power in that name. Don't stop saying it. Jesus, Jesus. We know where the power is. Come on, somebody, raise up the name of Jesus. Come on, raise up the name of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. We know who you are, and we bless you for who you are. Yeah. Power is in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Listen, to break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Can you say there is power? There is, come on, all over the room. The name of Jesus. Somebody right where you are, lift your hands and say, there is power.
His power. In the name. Oh, we know where it is to break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Come on, say to break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. And I love this when it says, there's an army rising up. Come on, army of the Lord, raise it now. There's an army rising up, yeah. There's an army rising up. And this is what we came to do. We came to break every chain. Break every chain.
There is so much power in the name of Jesus. I guarantee if you go in your secret place and you begin to just call on the name of Jesus, you begin to just keep calling on His name, you will not come out the same. And I'm not just saying this. I want you to try it. I want you to just rest in Him. Just rest in Him. And just trust that He is the pilot that's flying your plane. Thirsty for the Word of God. So that let me know that there's a seed inside of you that want more. More of God. More, more, more. And there's so much more that God wants to give you. So as you begin to prepare to go to your church homes tomorrow, or begin to pray tonight that tomorrow the eyes of your understanding will be made new. That whatever purpose that God has for you, that you'll begin to see it, you'll begin to embrace it, and you'll begin to run toward it, that you won't be just spinning your wheels, that you'll be walking in purpose, headed toward destiny, and that you are a change agent. God made you to be a change agent, a diamond that's going to shine, a diamond that's going to affect the atmosphere, that you'll begin to shine like never before for His glory. For His glory. And we'll be so careful to give Him all the glory. So again, I want to thank you for tuning in, and we want to ask you to just be encouraged in the Lord. We'll be here next Saturday, same time, same place, Saturday with the Word. We'll be coming back at 7 p.m. Central Time. Join in with us. You can go into archives. You can listen to the broadcast again. Again, this is Prophetess Teresa Docks, Philip Docks. And I am excited about you. I'm excited about what you're going to do for God's people. Oh, yes. Reclaim your mountain. Tell them giants to die. You know, that's one of my favorite songs. Tell the giant he has to go. Tell that uncircumcised Philistine that he has to die. Amen. Glory to God. And I just want to once again invite you to our early morning prayer. We are on the prayer line right now on Mondays and Fridays. We're gearing back up. So you can give us, call in at 5 a.m. Central Time, the morning prayer line. Call in with your prayer requests. Call in with your praise reports. You can call us at area code 218-895-0240. And the pound, the access code is prayer. The word prayer. Just type in prayer, 772937. Join in with us. We'll be happy to intercede with you, happy to get in that faith fight with you, happy to encourage you in the Lord. So again, if you have any questions, if you want to make contact with us, you can send us an email at kingdomdaughters1@yahoo.com. Again, that's kingdomdaughters1@yahoo.com. You can make contact with us, and we'll be happy to return the call, contact you back. If you want to give us a call, you can call us at area code 312-574-0204. Again, this is Prophetess Teresa Dox. If you have anything that you would like to say, you can give us a call. And in closing, I'm just going to close with a word of prayer. And I just want to thank you for loving God enough to just be sold out. Just be sold out, you know. Just tell the devil, you know, I'm not going to be lukewarm. I'm not going to operate in fear. I'm not going to have to do this. I'm going to perfect it. Because the greater one lives inside of me. And if you don't know God, if you don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sin, if you have not accepted him as the Lord and Savior of your life, we want to invite you to do so. It's real simple. It's not complex. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, thou shalt be saved. Confess that Jesus is Lord. Confess that he's the Son of God. It's that simple. Confess. And when you acknowledge that he's the Son of God, when you acknowledge that he's the Savior of the world, thou shalt be saved. Now we have to work out our soul salvation with fear and trembling. But I'll tell you what. It's that simple to be saved. Sometimes we want to make it real complex. All those things that you may feel will keep you from being in that blessed place from your past, it will go into the lake, never to rise up again. So if you want to repeat after me, Father, I thank you. I believe that Jesus died. I believe that he rose again, and I believe that he's alive today. I believe that he's the Son of God. Forgive me, for I have sinned. I want you, God, in my life. I want you as my King. I want you as my Savior. And I accept you as my Lord of Lords. In the name of Jesus, amen. Is that simple? If you repeated those words, we celebrate you today. We want to encourage you in God, and we celebrate you, and we welcome you into the kingdom of God. Amen, and glory to God. Well, if you like what we're doing and you want to sow into what we're doing, we want to give you an opportunity to do so as well. You can give us a call. You can go to our website. The website is under construction, but it will be back up by the end of next week. But you can send us an email, and we'll be more than happy to walk you through the process of sowing into good ground. Amen and glory to God. Again, we welcome you to the kingdom of God. And in closing, I'm just going to play just this one song. It's a prophetic prayer. We're praying for the restoring of our seed, restoring of our children to be brought back into the things of the kingdom. And please stay with us and be blessed with this prophetic prayer. And we want you to agree with the woman of God as she go forth and apply your children, apply your grandchildren, apply the children of the world to this prayer. And I just decree and declare right now over you that your life shall never be the same from this day forward, that your eyes of your understanding shall be open, that revelation knowledge is your portion, and that you will deal with situations they will not deal with you, in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Be blessed with the prophetic prayer, and we'll see you next week, same place, same time. God bless you all.
Father God, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our children and youth right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just plead the blood of Jesus over our children and youth, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over the school systems, God. We plead the blood right now in the name of Jesus. We come against every spirit that will put a spotlight on the world and make it appear more beautiful and dazzling than it really is. We decree and declare tonight that this spirit has been bound and rendered weak and powerless in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare tonight that the generation that is being birthed will be as those that are thirst and hunger after the things of God in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you will raise up young intercessors, Father God, that you will raise up young prayer warriors, Father God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will release them in the middle schools, God, that you will release them in the elementary schools, God. We pray in the name of Jesus, God, that your anointing, Father God, will be upon our youth, Father God, even as early as 5 years old, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that that prophetic grace will be upon them even at five, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you will release them in the high schools, God, and the colleges, God. We pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you will release your anointing, Father God, into the technical colleges, God. Let them begin to rise up, Father God. Let them begin to rise up and tell people about you, God. Let them begin to rise up, Father God. Let them begin to rise up in training and education, God. We pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would anoint the young people to begin to represent you in the marketplace, God. That will begin to represent you in Hollywood. That will begin to represent you, God, in the political arenas, in the professional athlete arenas. We pray in the name of Jesus that industries of influence, Father God, in the lives of our young people, Father God, we break and destroy everything that will come against our youth in the name of Jesus. We come against every spirit of murder. We bind all premature death. We bind all sickness and infirmity. We come against you now in the name of Jesus. We command you to get your hands off of our youth in the name of Jesus. Pornography. We come against incest and masturbation and lust and rape.